Madam Chair, Honorable High Commissioner, distinguished heads of delegation, ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted and extremely honored to be able to attend this important 72nd session of the Executive Committee of UNHCR, physically despite the challenges brought about by COVID-19 pandemic. Tanzania aligns itself with the statement delivered by Burkina Faso on behalf of the group, Africa Group, as well as a statement delivered by Azerbaijan on behalf of NAM. Madam Chair, as it is the first time for me to take the floor on behalf of the government of the United Republic of Tanzania and on my own behalf, I wish to express my sincere appreciation and commend Mr. Philip Grant, the High Commissioner, as well as the Inter-Secretariat, on the exemplary diligent work being done despite the challenges the agency is facing in responding to multiple emergencies and the complex protracted displacement crisis. Moreover, we congratulate the UNHCR for pursuing its mandate agile while adapting to the new circumstances in seeking durable solutions to resolve the challenges of displaced and fragile conditions. Madam Chair, it is imperative to underscore that the government of the United Republic of Tanzania continues to enjoy good working relations with the Office of UNHCR, which enables us as partners to achieve remarkable success in the areas of relief and humanitarian interventions for refugees and asylum seekers for decades. Tanzania is known for its generosity and hospitality in hosting refugees and those wishes to draw the attention of this august host to the challenges facing host nations in their efforts to provide asylum, protection, and durable solutions amid meager resources. Madam Chair, currently Tanzania is hosting 255,957 refugees and asylum seekers, out of which 176,636 are Burundians, 78,882 are Congolese, and 439 are from other nationalities, while 206,376 among them are depending on humanitarian assistance. Madam Chair, in the search for durable solution, Tanzania has always preferred voluntary repatriation as the lasting solution to the plight of the refugees. Refugee services and refugee repatriation are conducted in strict compliance with the international obligations on the protection of refugees. In this regard, Tanzania will continue to encourage refugees to return to their countries of origin voluntarily and remain committed to cooperate with the UNHCR and all humanitarian actors, including Burundi, the government of Burundi, in ensuring that the return is conducted while ensuring safety